वागर्तविव सम्पृक्तौ वागर्तप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वतीपरमेश्वरौ ॐ येनाक्षरसमान्यायम् अधिगम्यं महेश्वरात् कृष्णं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं पाणिनये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
उत्तमं धन्यवादः स्वागतं सर्वेभ्यः धन्यवादः भगिनि अद्य किं कुर्मः अहमिति चिन्तितवती तदनन्तरम् एकं लिङ्क् प्रेषयामि चाट् मध्ये कृपया उद्घाटयन्तु सर्वे स्वरूप महोदयस्य रचना अस्ति तत्र सरलमेव अत्र तु इति पुट् इति जालपुटे बहु किमपि अस्ति इत्युक्ते किं वामन स्थले पश्यतु तत्र दत्तं पाणिनीयव्याकरणं नवीना दृष्टिः तत्र 01 धातुगणपरिचयः तदनन्तरं 02 अस्माकं मूलयन्त्राणि तदनन्तरं 02A धातुगणाः सूत्रसहितदृष्टिः तदनन्तरं बहु किमपि दत्तं नम्बर् 6 नम्बर् 7 8 9 अन्य अन्य बहु किमपि 12 13 14 आल् द वे टिल् 16 सर्वे बहु सरलरूपेण स्वरूपमहोदया सर्वं लिखितवान् अस्माकं कृते अपि सः बहु किमपि माताजी पुष्पादीक्षित् दीक्षितेन अवगत बोधितवान् अपि च अस्माकं कृते रचितवान् अद्य किं कुर्मः वेल्कम् टु पाणिनीयव्याकरणं कीवर्ड् संस्कृत ग्रामर् पश्यन्ति सर्वे इति एकं जालपुटम् एकं चाट् मध्ये एकं लिङ्क् अस्ति तत्र
आं भगि
उद्घाटयन्तु तत्र तत्र उद्घाटयन्तु
लिङ्क् न दत्तं भगिनि
चाट् मध्ये भगिनि
न भगिनि लेट् जायिन् हो गई ना इसलिए नहीं दिखता है
ओ अस्ति वा
यू हैव टू रीसेंड इट वन्स
ओ अस्तु अस्तु अत्र अस्तु अस्तु हा शिवरूपा भगिनी हा पठतु भगिनी शीघ्रमेव किं सरलमेव आङ्ग्लभाषा पठतु
आं भगिनी ओके कीवर्ड सांस्कृत ग्रामर To all those well-versed in spoken Sanskritam, pardon me for making the home page of this site in English. My aim here is for all to feel welcome regardless of their level of Sanskritam. After this initial page, everything is in Sanskritam. To all those who would have otherwise turned away from this site, seeing that the very first page is also in Sanskritam. If you know a bit of Sanskritam and want to learn Panini's grammar, this site is also for you. to those knowing only Hindi, Hindi bolne walon ke liye. So that I have to repeat the same thing, Bhagini?
Bhagini, you can omit that paricheda. Agrimam patatu, Bhagini.
This is a site where all can come and learn Paniniya Vyakaranam. If you are a beginner in Sanskritam and have gone through Abhyasa Pustakam, plus you are welcome here and you will be able to learn the actual Paniniya Vyakaranam right from the start of your Sanskritam learning. Basic understanding of present tense verbs and nouns up through Ikaranta Muni in bracket, Ukaramta Shishu and Rukaramta Kartru will be helpful. Just start at the beginning of the site's lessons and you will be on your way. At the same time, those having more sophisticated knowledge of Sanskritam and even of Paniniya Vyakaranam will, I hope, also send this site quite useful. As the approach presented here to classical Vyakaranam is very different from what is found in the usual text. The approach is that given by Srimati Dr. Pushpa Dikshita and it is based wholly in Panini's own approach. This is the techniques which Panini used to achieve the critical task of groupifying and organizing the elements of this vast language are the very techniques Srimati Dr. Pushpa Dikshita has used. With love and respect, she is called by many mother or mata. With that very feeling, I shall also refer to her in the same way thought throughout this site. Indeed, the aim of Mataji Pushpa Dikshita's
curriculum
is that all with an interest in Sanskritam should have access to the jewel of Paniniya Vyakaranam. From a historical perspective, Panini's original and unique grammar of Sanskritam has been accessible only to a precious few. Those who could go to a Gurukulam and dedicate years to study under a master of grammar, they were the ones who could get clear knowledge. For the rest, Paniniya Vyakaranam remained part of the vast unknown.
Uttamam, dhanyavada bhagini. Very simple and very honestly, Swarup Mahodaya is an amazing teacher and human that we have in our presence actually. He is, from my knowledge, I don't know for sure, but I think he was a doctor in the US, an American person, who was dissatisfied with the profession here for whatever reasons, went in search of probably more, came to India. And in India, finally, through wanting to learn Sanskrit, probably for Ayurveda is my guess, he went to many, many teachers of Sanskrit. Finally, he heard Mataji Pushpa Dikshita and there starts the journey. And then he learned Sanskrit from her. To learn Sanskrit from Mataji, you have to learn Hindi. So he learned Hindi. Then he learned Sanskrit. Now he is fluent in Hindi, Sanskrit, of course, English and also Bengali. He writes in all four. It's amazing, amazing capacity of just one human. Very, very, very devout. He's a great yogi also in his practices and he observes Ekadashi, Nirjala fast. For years he has been doing this. All these kind of things. Quite an amazing person, Dr. Swarup Mahodaya. Astu, Sudha Bhagini, Agrimam Patatu.
Ambagini. One person's experience with both the traditional and the new. I had attempted this traditional route, albeit in a limited manner, twice spending a full month studying in the grammar department of a Sanskrit Vishwavidyalaya, where everything was taught in the traditional style and in Sanskrit. They were very knowledgeable and taught me a lot, to be sure, but in a certain way, the sutras of Ashtadhyayi remained a dizzying maze. We used Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, starting the text from the beginning. How many times have I started that book from the beginning? Under their guidance, I was able to get a feel for what was going on, and yet in my mind, something wasn't clicking. Having thus spent 2 months immersed in the usual method, in January 2013, I ventured a third time attending a one-month Vyakarana Varga held by Mataji Pushpa Dikshita at the Srinivasa Sanskrit Vidyapita outside of Delhi. In her teaching, she moves quickly and it was very intense. This Gurukulam focuses on grammar, and so the students there already knew not only the Laghu but also the Vyakarana Siddhanta Kaumudi text. Even then, for them, Mata's lessons were new. Every day there were lectures before and after Mata's own to review what had been covered the day before and then to explain what she had covered that day. Everything was totally new for me, and I needed a lot of help from the Gurukuliya students and teachers. But under their tutelage and with a lot of struggle, by the end of the month, the light had been turned on in my brain. Paninia Vyakaranam was making sense. This website is dedicated to sharing what Mataji gave during that month. A common technique of writing Sanskritam in Latin script is used henceforth on this page. Mataji teaches Panini's Dhatu Kata. That is, she starts out with what many consider to be the toughest aspect of Paniniya Vyakaranam. And she does this because, as many of you know, the verb is the core of Sanskrit Vyakaranam. So she starts with a Dhatu and proceeds to teach Paniniya Vyakaranam in a modular fashion. This modular approach was very different from what I had seen in Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, and it made a lot of sense.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
Deepshika Bhagini.
आं भगिनि वर्ल्डली एग्जाम्पल्स् एको तु नी आर इट् इस् लैक् दि अप्रोच् वन् फैन्स् इन् से एन् आटोमोबील् फ़्याक्ट्री मेनुफ़ेक्चर् आफ़् द वेरियस् वेहिकल् कम्पोनेण्ट्स् इस् डिवैडेड् इन् टु स्पेशलैस्ड् डिपार्ट्मेण्ट् throughout the factory. In one section of the factory, transmission systems are being made. In another section, exhaust systems are being made. In yet another section, engines are being made. In this way, a car is broken down into its essential parts, and workers are trained to become expert in making those parts. By so doing, the factory functions extremely efficiently. This speciality training and compartmentalization of duty is critical to the good functioning of the factory. And not only is it critical to the car factory, it is key to human learning. Whatever we practice over and over, we become good at. A surgeon who does the same surgery every day will be extremely skilled in it. The skills of a general practitioner who does that same surgery only once every 5 years are unlikely to be as polished. The young child learning to write who practices every day will soon become skilled. Another child who practices only rarely won't develop the same skill. And especially at the outset, if that practice involves breaking down the skill set into its elemental parts, then the practice is indeed far more fruitful. Let me describe this scenario in yet another way. With any field of knowledge in the world, when a person first newly approaches it, it can appear an immense, unmasterable complex of facts. Take any field with which you are not familiar and try to learn about it. Engineering, linguistics, zoology, astronomy, political science, entomology, philosophy, meteorology, classical music. Any new field appears a dizzying panorama of knowledge. how to approach it, how to learn it. If one tries on one's own, it can be very difficult. But if one has a good experienced teacher, the field becomes approachable. Why? Because the teacher has learned how to organize the material in their own mind, and they pass this mental approach on to the learner. With any field, it is like that. The degree to which the teacher has mastered the art of how to categorize the field's material in the human mind, to that very degree, it will become easy for the learner. This is the key, how to organize, how to catalog the information in the mind. The field of medicine is a good case in point, vis-a-vis the training of new physicians. In medical residency programs all around the world, students struggle to learn the facts of their specialty. The books contain so much information, it is one thing to enter all that information in a computer. The computer never complains. It just accepts all that is entered. But the human mind needs a way to think about that universe of information to make it manageable. And that is where, in teaching hospitals, senior residents enter the picture. Residents take the uninitiated mind of the intern and show that mind how to approach the information to make it practically masterable. Without oversimplifying the matters, they make them easy. And in this way, everyone learns and becomes skilled in what initially seemed impossible. So what is this way of making something easy? It is a system of classifying, a system of categorizing the information so it becomes easily graspable and accessible to the human mind.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Shivrupa Bhagini.
Aam Bhagini.
Bhagini, applied to Vyakaranam. This is just what Mataji has done with Paniniya Vyakaranam. Perhaps the first time in the history of the field, there are two elements to this. Give the human mind a system for classifying the information and give the mind a chance to thoroughly practice each element of the classification schema. Take the human mind and first give it a system for cataloging the Sanskritam grammar machinery. Then second, let it become proficient in one particular type of grammar machinery at a time. It becomes a master in that machinery and does very well. This is exactly what Mataji has done. Perhaps the first time in the entire history of teaching Paniniya Vyakaranam, Mataji has broken down Paniniya Vyakaranam into all its essential components in accordance with the very logic Panini himself uses and presented the grammar in such a way that everyone can grasp and understand. Because in truth, Paniniya Vyakaranam is quite intuitive.
Intuitive. Intuitive means it's very natural for the mind to
absorb the things. What you mean?
To comprehend.
Yeah. Accept.
To understand.
To understand. Okay, Bhagini. Everything Panini has done makes complete sense. But it is easiest to understand the sense of it if one takes Panini's own approach, and that is what Mataji has done. Some history. Using the actual Paniniya logic and style, Mataji divides Vyakaranam in a new way, in the actual Paniniya way. And verily, this is what opens the door for all to learn. This Paniniya-based technique makes Sanskrita Vyakaranam accessible for everyone with interest, Panditas and lay persons alike. I say the actual Paniniya way because for a very long time this path was abandoned. In the initial period, after Panini gave the Ashtadhyayi, trainees in Vyakaranam were memorizing the entire Ashtadhyayi in order of sutras which Panini gave. This dates back to around the 5th century BCE, the time many attribute to the writing of the Ashtadhyayi. The tradition continued for a long time, but ultimately came to be pursued by many as difficult or even impractical. And so another approach was begun in the 11th century CE, based on what is called Prakriya, that is, the pathways for deriving the various types of words or padas. After several attempts by different grammarians, this approach culminated in the 17th century CE with the writing of the Vyakarana Siddhanta Kaumudi by Bhatoji Dikshita. Soon after that, a miniature version of it called the Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi was written by Varadaraja. This new style left the order of Panini sutras behind. Instead, taking sutras from the original text on an as-needed basis to construct the words of the Samskrita language.
Dhanyavad Bhagini.
Panini's Ashtadhyayi provides all the raw ingredients for manufacturing the finished forms of Samskrita nouns and verbs, but doesn't actually show the manufacture procedure. The approach taken by the Vyakarana Siddhanta Kaumudi showed the actual procedures or the prakriyas, and indeed the entire text was organized according to the various prakriyas. But by so doing, the order of sutras given in the Ashtadhyayi was left behind. The prakriya technique became the new way of studying Paniniya Vyakaranam. From the time Vyakarana Siddhanta Kaumudi gained prominence up to today itself, this has been the standard technique for teaching Paniniya Vyakaranam. The Prakriya approach shows all the procedures for constructing the finished forms of nouns and verbs, but has an essential weakness. The manner of presentation diverges from Panini's own. The entire material is organized by Prakriya and not by the type of verb. So the Prakriya method, although it does show the pathways for making all the padas, but it leaves behind the car factory model on which basis the Ashtadhyayi was written. The car factory model is that system of modularization wherein each part of the car is made in a separate, specialized part of the factory, and when all the parts are made, the parts are brought together and assembled to create the finished product. In grammar, that means doing one type of work at a time using one type of grammar machinery, so the mind excels in that type of work, and building the various parts of pada separately, only assembling them together at the end.
Dhanyavad Bhagini.
Traditional method presents problems.
More on how.
This is what I have to say. More on how than you.
Am Bhagini. More on how the new and traditional methods vary. Here is an example of how Mataji's method and the traditional Prakriya methods vary. You may know that in Paniniya Vyakaranam, the verbs or dhatus are divided into 10 groups or ganas, and the tenses or lakars are also 10 in number. These are Lat lakar, lit lakar, lut lakar, lat lakar, lot lakar, lang lakar, vidhilang lakar, vidhiling lakar, ashir ling lakar, lund lakar, and lung lakar, and rang lakar. Let us look in the Laghu Siddhant Kaumudi, Laghu, to see how these dhatus and lakaras are taught. The first of the 10 dhatu ganas is called Bhuadi Gana. In Bhuadi Gana, one dhatu is taken, Bhu is first. The prakriya for making the finished forms of Bhu in all 10 tenses or lakaras is given sequentially. So Bhu Lat, then Bhu Lit, then Bhu Lut, then Bhu Rit, and so on through the 10 lakaras. Once the 10 lakaras are finished for Bhu Dhatu, then the next dhatu is taken, At. This prakriya for 10 lakaras is given sequentially for At Dhatu. When that is done, the prakriya for 10 lakaras is given sequentially for the next dhatu, Sidh. In this way, 10 lakaras prakriya is given for one after the next dhatu, Chit, Shuch, Gad, and so on. Traditional method presents problems for the learner. The problem with what has just been described above is that these lakaras are not similar one to the next. They are different types of machinery. So the student gets exposed to the procedure for making Bhu with Lat, Bhavati, Bhavatah, Bhavanti, etc. And as soon as it is finished, the procedure for making Bhu with Lit is given. Here, Babhuv, Babhuvatu, Babhuvu, etc. And that is followed by Bhu with Lut, and then with Rit, and then with Lot, and so on. The problem is, Lut is one type of grammar machinery, and Lit is a totally different type of machinery. Then follow it with Lut, yet another type of machinery. It is like a car factory worker being trained in engine manufacture for half an hour, then moving on to wheel alignment for half an hour, and then to seat manufacture for half an hour. How will he learn anything? Poor fellow. In the Laghu, this approach assails the would-be learner with a varied array of grammar machinery which is enough to baffle anyone. No sooner has the student gone through the pathways for deriving Bhavati, Bhavatah, Bhavanti, when without having the chance to master that, he or she is now faced with Lit. Now Lat is what is called a Sarvadhatuk Lakara. While Lit and Ardha Dhatuk Lakara, i.e. Ardha Dhatuka Lakara, that is based on an entirely different machinery. There is simply no way for a person to master all these different skills in such a short span of time. The brain needs a chance to get good at one skill before moving on to the next. Take a worker trained to make engines and put him suddenly in the exhaust department, and he will be disoriented and confused. The next day, place him in the air conditioning division and he'll throw up his hands in despair. Indeed, what I have observed over the years with even full-time students of Laghu Siddhant Kaumudi and Vyakaran Siddhant Kaumudi is that these students tend to have a very theoretical knowledge. Because of the disparate nature of the knowledge organization, they have great difficulty incorporating what they have learned into the practical side of their brain and to use the forms they have learned in speech. Most of the time, I have observed that they can recite pathways, but that is where the knowledge ends. And with general persons in the society who have other professions and want to learn Sanskritam, the situation is even more extreme. One sees the Laghu being introduced to such groups time and again in seminars, and hardly does anyone ever move beyond the introductory chapters. Indeed, for most, the text is daunting and imposing, and for the reasons mentioned above, does not invite the casual learner to achieve any sort of facility with what could otherwise be a fascinating and indeed intuitive learning experience.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
आम भगिनी माताजी अप्रोच ए बेटर वे वेर एज विथ
माताजी क्षम्यतां भगिनी लेट मी पापा लेट मी आस्क पापाजी टू आल्सो रीड अ
लिटिल श्योर भगिनी नो प्रॉब्लम भगिनी
माताजी अप्रोच कैसे करते हैं दीपा इसी में है अनम्यूट दीपा यू म्यूट योर ये शुरू से माता जी
Mataji's approach, a better way. Whereas with Mataji's approach, the approach is as follows. Do la ta with all 2000 dha atus.
Nay.
Dhatus.
Papa, do lat with all 2000 dhatus. Capitals are long vowels.
Achha.
Ta is like a mudrana.
Lata.
Lat.
Lata. Lat with all 2000 dhatus. Learn all the general rules and all the special rules of a lata. Become an expert in lata.
Lat.
Then move on. But not to lit. Instead move on to lot.
Lot.
Lung and vigilant because
lat, lot,
lung and vigilant are all in this same family and use the same basic grammar machinery. So Mataji has the learner become an expert. No, helps. So Mataji helps the learner become an expert in similar types of grammar machinery, gaining intensive practice in each and learning all the ins and outs. In this way, one learns the grammar pathways extremely well. Not only that, one also becomes quickly able to use all the forms one is learning because it is a hands-on practical approach in which one masters one form of grammar machinery before moving on to the next. Okay? So for example, take lat.
Lakar.
And lakar. Mataji helps you learn every single permutation and combination. All the rules and all the exceptions involved with lat, master every single form and practice them all until mastered. And the mind has then fully under its control. And about the 2000 dhatus, yes, Mataji will make you an expert in all the 2000 with lat. But don't worry about that, because like the lakaras, Mataji has also divided up the dhatus into families according to the way Panini's sutras work with them. There are 14 groups of dhatus organized and divided according to the ending of the dhatu. It is very easy. Once lat is mastered, only then does the Mataji move on to the next form. And when she moves on, it is to lot and lit.
Not lit.
And to lot, not lit. Actually, there is no logic in the traditional sequence of study. Lat, lit, lut, rut, lot, lung, vidiling ashi ashirling lung rang. There is a mere convention based on the sequence of varnamala. Mataji abandons this sequence and bases the sequence on the actual name of Panini's grammar machinery. Those lakars which have similar nature are grouped together and taught sequentially. Thus, there are the sarvadhatu lakara, lat, lot, lang, vidiling, and the ardhatu lakara, lit, lut, rut, ashirling, lung, lung. These two groups are taught completely separately. In this way, the mind becomes like a very specialized subject, learning all the aspects of an area. Let the student master one machinery at a time. Mataji has done just this. Her methods are long awaited and present tremendous relief to the learner, who can now set himself or herself to really mastering the forms at hand. For these reasons, as well as the sheer strength of the logic behind the approach and its high correspondence to the actual organization style, in the Ashtadhyayi, Mataji's methods literally represent a revolution in Sanskrit Vyakaran Nashiksham. Vyakaran Shiksham. Shikshanam.
Shikshanam. Dhanyavada Papaji.
Mute.
Papa ko mute karna pade. Kaise karenge? On kariye isko. अस्तु हा शिवरूपा भगिनी पठतु भगिनी भगिनी तदेव
आं भगिनी It should be mentioned here that the Vyakarana Siddhanta Kaumudi and Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi are excellent and needed texts, but for the general student they are best considered as reference text. Those who want to become professional Sanskrit grammarians will naturally study these as well as thoroughly learn them. But even here, Mata's method should be learned first. It gives an outlook, a way of approach, which is invaluable in approaching this vast and magnificent field. The specialities of Mata's approach are manifold and will be presented in greater detail in the third sections in Sanskritam. Mātuhu pāṭasya vailakṣanyam. Here is a brief summary of what you will find there. Summary of main differences between the traditional approach and Mata's revolutionary approach. First one, samagram chintanam, including all dhatus at every step, not just one dhatu rupam. Rather than doing one dhatu in all lakaras, as in Siddhanta Kaumudi, do all the dhatus in one lakara. Lakaranam kramaha. Ardha dhatuka lakaraha. Sarva dhatuka lakaraha. Sarva dhatuka lakaraha. Ityanayoho. Vaishishtyam vaishishtyam. More on this in the third section. Binnam karyam binne prakoshte. Modularity of approach, dividing work into separate categories and carrying each out separately. Categorization of the different types of dhatus and dividing all the work according to these 14 categories. Ajanta dhatavah, halanta dhatavah, punah ajanta dhatushu, akarantaha, ikarantaha, ikarantaha, ukarantaha, ukarantaha, rukarantaha, rukarantaha, ejantaha, halanta dhatushu, adupadaha. Adu padaha, idu padaha, udu padaha, rudu padaha, shesha iti. These 14 categories have been assigned by Mataji after nothing that
Panini... After noting.
After noting that Panini's sutras work according to these very categories.
Dhanyavad, Bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Finish the last two, actually, short ones.
Okay, Bhagini. In a nutshell, these changes amount to a vast change in the order of presentation of the material. The system of organizing the material has changed, thus making it tremendously accessible to the learner. There are some final and important subjects to be addressed before moving on to the other pages of this site.
So, adhuna, kim avagatam, kopi vadatu?
Pushpa Mataji, Panini Vyakarana Leke, Bahusulabha Vyakaranam Hamare Liye books banayi hai. Wo books alag alag hai, aur us books ke dwara hum सुलभ तरफ से व्याकरणम सीख सकते हैं एंड देर आर 14 कैटेगरीज अकॉर्डिंग टू हर हर मेथडोलॉजी
उत्तमम बहु सुलभतया मातुः पुस्तकानि अपि च पठनार्थं क्रिया अस्ति बहु सुलभ भवेत् तत्र किमर्थं सुलभम् अस्ति अत्र किमर्थं लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदी अपि च भेदः कः इति मम प्रश्नः
She has stressed on learning one lakara completely with all its variations for 2000 what was something that she had written na? And then going on to So that's what I don't remember. Something 2000 was there. All the variations.
What is there in 2000? How many 2000? What is there? Anybody?
There are about nearly 2000 dhatus in Sanskritam.
Dhatus, huh?
Yeah.
with all the dhatus, mastering it before going on to the next one. So the student is very confident in learning and organizing. He is able to organize the matter in his mind carefully rather than hopping from one to the other and not grasping anything at all.
धन्यवादः भगिनी. अस्तु, दशलकाराः सन्ति अपि च दशगणाः सन्ति. किमपि सम्बन्धः अस्ति वा इति मम प्रश्नः. द्वयोः मध्ये किमपि सम्बन्धः अस्ति वा? दशलकाराः सन्ति, सन्ति वा? दशलकाराः सन्ति अपि च दश धातुगणाः सन्ति. द्वयोः मध्ये किमपि सम्बन्धः वा इति.
The lakaras become the ganas, right, Pagini?
No, no. Lakaras do not become ganas. It is by chance that there are 10 and 10. However, Mataji has made a connection. Rather than seeing the Siddhanta Kaumudis, the tradition became that each person, like I asked Papaji how he learned Sanskrit. Papaji, will you tell us how you learned Sanskrit?
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
Because we were in the ninth class when I learned Sanskrit.
Huh.
And we were asked to memorize many shlokas.
Ah. Shlokas is good. That's a good method. And then? Vyakarana?
No Vyakarana.
Oh, you never learnt Vyakarana. Astu.
And I think they were right because we make Vyakarana in our mind.
That is the best way to learn. If you can immerse yourself in a language, no need to study Vyakarana. Tattu Satya. Kintu. The way that, what is the Siddhanta, Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi, Abhijaya Kaumudi method of teaching? Anybody?
One dhatu is taken, and then in that dhatu, there are 10 dhatus. So, first dhatu.
There are 10 dhatus, hold on. There are 10 what?
Gana. In that gana, the first dhatu bhu is taken, for example. Then 10 ganas are there. But in that first dhatu bhu, all the 10 lakaras are taught. And then she goes on to the next.
Who is the she?
Mataji.
Mataji teaches all the 10 lakaras.
No, she makes the students learn.
Yeah, she teaches, therefore. All the 10 lakaras in every dhatu.
First she'll make the students learn all of that and master them.
What? All the lakaras. No. Mataji, in fact, this is what the Siddhanta Kaumudi started to do. But the question, the point is that each lakara is its own machinery. So, you want to learn Bhu Dhatu, all the Rupani of Bhu Dhatu, then you go to the Lat Prakaranam department, then you go to Lot, then you go to Lit, then you go to Let, then you go to Rung, then you can go to all, with the same Bhu, you learn 10 different machineries. What did Mataji do? She said that I will teach you Lut and I'll teach it to you in all the 2000. Because they share a mechanism, they share a machinery. Once you can see, if I teach it in Bhu and if I teach it in some a few others, so you get the variation, then after that I teach you 5 or 10 or maybe 20, after that you can figure out the rest of the 2000.
Because you know, oh, every time I have to do this. If this is the case, under these conditions of 1, 2 and 3, I must perform task A. When conditions 4 exist, then I must perform task C. You have done it enough number of times to know that. That is what Mahataji brought. But the Laghu Siddhanta Kaumudi style was, they would give you a dhatu and then they would say, here are the steps that make, for example, you have a dhatu bhu. How do you now get bhavati? How do you get bhavati from that? Bhavataha bhavanti. How do you get that word bhavati from bhu? It's a lot of prakriya. It's a very long prakriya. Many, many steps are there. And you know, Sanskrit is considered to be a perfect language. That's the first thing we learn when we understand Sanskrit. So if you understand it to be a perfect language, then you want to have perfect answers. Why is this the case? You want to know why. And it should be logical. It should make sense. Otherwise, what makes Sanskrit perfect and English not perfect? Now, English has many, many exceptions that have no explanations. There's no resolution for them. But if you do the same with Sanskrit, then how is Sanskrit any better? No, it's not any better.
No.
So Sanskrit, now your first thing you learn, Sanskrit is the perfect language. So if it is perfect, the student expects some standards. So those standards were, you simply go through the prakriyas and it is very, very methodical. You can do it, but it's a lot to learn. If I take one dhatu bhu and if I have to go to 10 different machineries to learn that one dhatu, then you give me the next dhatu, at. Then I have to do the same 10 again and again, different ones. It's like me, if I want to teach you basic cooking, I teach you rice and I teach you 20 different ways to cook rice. Rather than I teach you, look, if you have grains, the best way, simplest way, you soak it in water and you cook it with at least double the quantity of water. Now, dal you can do that, rice you can do that, corn you can do that, anything you can do that, the machinery is same machinery. You are taught this machinery. Now from this machinery, you can now cook any grain. Urad dal comes, oh, I know what to do.
Even dalia.
Dalia comes, oh, I know what to do. Rava comes, I know what to do. It's not, I'm not saying it's the only way. But you know what to do. See, this is the thing she taught, that she teaches. Sabji comes, she says, very simple. Thoda sa ghee, some jeera, haldi, namak, ho gaya, done. And sabji is ready. It is edible, it is ready, it is functioning. Then she teaches some apavadas, oh, here you can add hing, here you can add onion, here you can add garam masala, here you, some, then she teaches you all the apavadas, so-called apavadas. Nahi, isme ye nahi dalega, isme ye nahi dalega. This kind of thing in cooking. Actually, Mataji, when you talk to her, when she teaches, she uses cooking all the time as an example. It's so beautiful. How does bhu become bhavati? She takes you inside the kitchen. And she teaches you. See, when you buy sabji, firstly you have to grow sabji. If you grow your own, you buy palak. Palak, how do you get in a big bundle? Some roots are there, some rotten leaves are there, some lot of dirt is there, some insects are crawling, some grass is also inside, some new leaves are also inside. What do? You come home, you separate the non-palak plants. Then you take out the insects. Then you wash it, you take out the dirt. Then you remove the roots that you don't need. Then you cut it. Then you do the sabji prakaranam. And now it is ready to be eaten. So many steps are there. So in the first 5-6 steps, what are you doing? You are cleaning, removing parts of it. So dukruing is one dhatu. From dukruing,
by removing all this stuff you don't need, you are left with kru dhatu. Now you have done the, now your spinach is ready for some additions. Kru, I cannot use kru. I say simply use, keep, use the word kru, nobody will understand. Does she mean, what is she trying to say? To do it, not to do it? Done, not done, do it later? You cannot, kru does, it's not a ready pada. So then you have to add stuff. Oh, you add some oil, you add some jeera, you add some whatever you add, lehsun, you add, you know, whatever you add, haldi. You add. Then you have to do some prakriyas. Now it is ready to be used. This pada. Pada is now ready. So she makes you go through all of this many, many times in the same machinery. And that is what I have tried to do with your Abhyasa Pustakam so far. That's why we are only on page 5 or something. I don't know what page.
25,
very good. Better than 5. One other class I am teaching, we are on page 5. So, repeatedly by understanding, oh, in Lat Lakar this happens. Drish becomes Pashyati. How? This whole... Who can look at a palak bundle and look at a sabji and imagine so much has gone into that? Removing and then adding. Hana? So much has happened. So she takes all of this. Mataji takes all of this. She teaches you the basic mechanism of cooking. Rather than teaching you 2,000 recipes. Which is very difficult. If I were to take you and teach you 2,000 separate recipes, how difficult is that? There's only the dhatus. Then each dhatu has 10 lakaras. Then Mataji also found that as all that she had found was exactly how Panini has given actually. She said, oh my God, it was given like this to begin with. Then everybody forgot it. 5th century BC, Panini Mahodaya is claimed to have been around and... written this amazing Ashtadhyayi work. And then in 1500 CE, how many hundreds of years later? Kitna ho gaya? 1500 tak. So 1500 years later. For 1500 years later, this Kaumudi becomes the way to teach. People have forgotten that there is something more systematic, and it's true. It's true. I tried to learn Sanskrit for several years from many teachers. My own experience is very limited, but it's the exact same experience. Everybody was teaching me these each separate prakriyas. How many can you learn? Then, Mataji says there are 10 lakaras and there are 10 ganas. Within the 10 lakaras, she found that 4 lakaras have a very similar mechanism and the other 6 have a similar mechanism. She found that out. So she divided the lakaras. Panini has not done this division exactly in these words, but she uses the language of Panini and she says Ardha Dhatuka and Sarva Dhatuka. Two just terminology. Sarva Dhatuka and Ardha Dhatuka. Lakaras. She calls them lakaras because they use a certain mechanism. If you understand that mechanism, you can use 4 lakaras. So now you know one mechanism and you know 4 lakaras. 4 out of 10 lakaras you know. That's huge. In the Siddhant comedy, you have to learn each one separately. With each dhatu. So, by grouping what is similar, she has made it digestible for us. And she claims, and if you read her book, which is the Shigra Bodha Vyakarana, or so many other books that she has written, she claims if you study full time, in 3 months you can master Sanskrit Vyakarana. Nobody could have said this. If you study full time, in 3 months you can master it, she said. If you study this mechanism, it's so simple. It is so systematic, it is like math. This is what she has created. So this is the group that we are all in now, by hook or by crook. However, we were in auspicious enough to join this group. It's an amazing technique, and it is very, very new. In fact, Swarup Mahodaya's work, these kind of papers that he has written here, the Karapatrani, so if you look at the paper that we were reading just now, on the left, at the top of the article, you will find on the left there is a whole column with many, many titles. Each one is a hyperlink, and you can go into each one and start to read them. Of course, it will be too much for us to understand, but these are the very sheets. So let us all do Dhatu Gana, the very top one, Dhatu Gana Parichaya 01. Huh? Everybody click that. So now, as he says, the only Karapatra in English was the one we just read. Now onwards, everything is purely in Sanskrit, written by Swarup Mahodaya. And here he starts to say, what are the 10 Ganas? In very, very simply. See how short this is, only very short Karapatra, half a page even. So it's very, very, he gently introduces the topic. Then he goes into the Ganas, what are they? So this is when I study Vyakarana, when I enter my Vyakarana classes, we start studying these Karapatras written by Swarup Mahodaya. And through this method, we not only are expected to read Sanskrit, understand Sanskrit, and try to exercise our speaking in Sanskrit, but also learn what is given here in the content. Sudha Bhagini, you have started to learn the Vyakarana class, na? Shivarupa Bhagini also?
Bhagini.
Which Karapatra are you reading?
We are in the fourth Karapatra, Bhagini.
Of 01, 014,
huh? Yeah,
01, 04.
We are doing, she finished all the 10 Ganas, and she is doing the Dhatu Gana Abhyasa, Bhagini.
Now already you are doing Abhyasa, and it's starting to make sense, correct?
It does, Bhagini, actually. Yeah. And after the class, when I sat down and read it, it really made a lot of sense. Even though I don't know the sutras and all, but at least, you know, I know that much that, you know, how dhatus arrive at the latrupam that we are using many times in the class. That much I have come to know, yeah.
And when you do that prakaranam, all of a sudden the word has so much more meaning. The same word you have been using now has so much more meaning. And here is the Abhyasa, the fourth Karapatra, 0104, Dhatu Gana Abhyasa. Already, Mahodaya has created this worksheet in which he has given you the dhatus. So, til, chi, shush, dish, gar, gruj, shuch, mi, vil, and then he gives you the rupa, the final product. Garjati, shochati, tilati, chinoti, shushyati, dishati. Then he says, how do you know which gana this is in? He's asking you the gana. Can you believe that already in your fourth class, you have the knowledge to say, oh, this dhatu, it should come from this gana. Why? Because I now understand the mechanism. And that's huge. That's huge. So, this, I thought I would talk about this today to give you some hope. Because you're probably saying we have been doing the same karma padam, kartar padam, kriya padam for so long. Where is this going? This is where it is going. If you can understand this kind of very simple teaching, then you will be very much along the way to understanding the full grammar. And the thing is, as adults, not living in an immersive atmosphere, our brain refuses to learn a language without answering our question. But why is it like this? I don't know, it just is. you talk to a child, they don't ask why you speak like this. They simply start copying you. But our adult minds are so, what do you say, arrogant. We want a reason for everything. So she has provided for beautiful reasoning, which was given by Panini. Oh, they have to start with. Astu. Should we finish? Where is the Karapatra? Who was going to read the next part? Sorry, where is it? Shivrupa Bhagini read the last one or what? Who read it?
Now Sudha Bhagini has to read, Bhagini.
Sudha Bhagini.
I did my part, then you started explaining.
Sudha Bhagini, Patata.
Bhagini, I should continue with that first introduction, Bhagini.
I don't know how much further. How to approach the lessons in this website,
Yeah, Bhagini. How to approach the lessons on this website. For most people, I recommend starting from the beginning and moving sequentially through the sections in the order in which they are presented. Even if you already have some background, it may be helpful to read through the first two sections prior to starting the third, which is where Mataji's Pataha really begins. Because there are concepts and terms explained in especially the first section, Dhatu Gana Parichayaha, which will be needed as you move on. If as you go through them, you'll find you know them already, then just swim quickly through the various parts of section 1 to ensure you are familiar with everything therein. If you do not know anything about Paniniya Vyakaranam, then definitely start with the first section called Dhatu Gana Parichayaha. That section is not something taught directly by Mataji, but will give you a firm footing in the Dhatu Ganas and in the concept of Gana and its related sutras. Proceed sequentially forward from there. In the third section, Ashtadhyayi Parichayaha, if it is your first time going through Paniniya Vyakaranam, then I recommend just reading the first two chapters of this section for now. The rest of the chapters you can come back to after reading a bit more in the subsequent sections. If you do skip these other chapters of the third section, be sure to come back to them once you have become more familiar with the Dhatu Pataha. Then you will definitely be able to understand them and will at that time, I hope, find them quite helpful. Note that in each lesson at the bottom of the page is a fully formatted, downloadable, printable PDF file of that very lesson. Feel free to make use of these. It should also be mentioned that each chapter has been addressed in one or more telephone classes, all of which have been recorded and made available on the site as downloadable MP3 files. So you can listen to us going through the same subject matter in a recorded session, all in Sanskritam, and that is highly recommended. By both reading the material on the site and listening to on the downloadable MP3 files, it will get more easily and solidly established in the mind. Many of the lessons have related sound file placed directly at the top of that lesson's webpage for easy listening and downloading. Also, all of our class sound files have been collected and placed in the 8th section of the site for easy access.
Uttamam. I don't know if we should read the rest of it. Maybe if you wish to read all of it, you can. Or especially read it as when you start reading or studying a little bit more, you know. Because then it will start to make more sense. Otherwise, it's too much information here. It's not as relevant to us. Astu. So, any questions on this before we go back to our own class?
Bhagini, I have one question. This entire Lakara starts with Tinganta Pratyaya, right?
So what is Tinganta, Bhagini, and what is Lakara? Tell me the two. What do the both of the words mean?
The Lakara show the different tenses, and the Tinganta pratyaya is is the ending with which we identify what lakara it is.
And what does it occur on? What is the substratum that tinganta attaches to?
It is attached to the dhatu.
Dhatu, and dhatu only tells us that lakaras. Tinganta is a dhatu pratyaya. Pratyaya ityukte kim? Pratyaya ityukte suffix.
Suffix.
Dhatu tah ayati kim? Tingantam pratyaya. Tingantah pratyaya. Api cha lakara tadeva asti. So lakaras come as part of the tinganta. So if you read the Shigra Bodha Vyakarana, which I actually cannot find, if any of you find that book, I have all my books at home in the US, but I didn't bring them, and now I cannot find them online. I'll have to call Mataji, or if you find them, Shigra Bodha Vyakarana, in that she writes about it very beautifully. So what is Tinganta, by the way, Sudha Bhagini? Tinganta mityukte kim?
Dhatoh anta ting ti arambatah inga paryantam kimapi antamayati ati iti tinganta asti.
Iti tinganta pratyaya rupani.
Pratyaya rupani.
Kati rupani santi tatra?
Dhatavah navamah rupani santi parasmai padam ke liye.
Parasmai padi.
Atmane padi aur api navamah rupani santi.
Anya navamah ayati.
Kintu
tattu kevala lakara kim tatra?
Kevala lat
eva. So this goes on for all the lakaras with modifications, and Mataji describes how that works. So your question is, can all the lakaras come in ting? They do, but ting itself is vast. It is not just this. That's the thing, and you can it is based on this. That is why there is a sutra. Sutra says, Suptingantam padam. Ityukte kim?
A pada has to be either the suppanta, which is the sanya padani, or it has to be the tinganta, which should be a kriya padani. Then only it's called a padam in Sanskrit.
For sanya padam, sup is added. Sup means what? From su to p, all the pratyayas are given. You have to add one of them, at least, to the kya bolte hai, kati hui bhaji of sanya padam, to make it into sabji.
The pratipadikam.
The pratipadikam, to the pratipadikam, which is the kati hui bhaji, but is not ready to be eaten. It's just all prepared. Cut up and ready, but not prepared. Now you have to add something to it. So you add sup to sanya padani, and you add ting to dhatu. Dhatu plus ting gives kriya padam. Pratipadikam plus sup gives you sanya padam. Only then it is called a padam. Padam ityukte kim? That is now ready to be used. Sup tingantam padam. That is why the sutra is there. And sup and ting, you know, it's not just su or pu that you add and you get the sanya padam. It's very many, many, many options are there. But that's how the pratyas are listed. Tiptas ji, siptas tha, mipas mas, ta atam jha, tha sa tham dvam, idvahi mahing. So from T to ng, ting iti. Does that answer your question, Bhagini?
Yeah, Bhagini. I also wanted to know if we, do we, if that we memorize this at the Singanta Sutra and the Sutra?
Ah, it will come to you.
Okay.
So in the in this style where Swarup Mahodaya is teaching, he is very gentle. Mataji is very, very Indian and strict. She sits with a stick. She sits with a stick, and I remember first day I went to class, I said, now I'm ready to learn Sanskrit. And that day only she gave me all the Maheshwara Sutrani. And she said, I'll ask you in half an hour. Ayyo. I had no clue who Maheshwara is. I had no clue what Sutrani meant. I had no clue Ayun. So then sitting in that same Gurukula, her small living room is a Gurukula. Some 8-year-old girl was there. She tells that 8-year-old girl, you teach this Maheshwara Sutrani to this Bhagini. In half an hour I'll ask her. And she sits with a stick. Here I am, this, you know, white-haired woman. And there is this 8-year-old girl. And she's trying to say, and she's saying, say, A-I-Un. So I said, A-I-Un. I said, what does it mean? She said, I don't know. You just say it. A-I-Un. R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R- Now she says, say it quickly. A-E-U-N-R-L-R-I-K-A-O-N-G-A-Y-A-O-C-H-A-Y-A-B-A-R-A-T-L-A-N. I said, how do you say it so quickly? You should know what it means. She said, no, you just say it, that's all. And Mataji asked me. I had got it, but I was very slow. She said, so I would say, A-E-U-N-R-L. She said, too slow. Stop. Go back. Learn again. Half an hour later, I'll ask you. You cannot take a break. She says, she's like this. But Swarup Mahodaya, very gently, he never says you must learn anything. He simply says you keep listening and repeating, it will come. The more frequently you repeat, the faster it will come. The less frequently you repeat, the slower it will come. Deepshika Bhagini has packed up her books. Is it time to close? What time class is?
9:30.
Oh, she's already packed up. Because she's telling me you should wind up, I suppose. She's trying to make me punctual. Astu, any other questions?
A lot more is there, Bhagini, so we will take it a little by little.
But it made sense to read this. You had not read this. I suppose nobody had read this simple Karapatram before, no?
Yeah.
It's there, and I just thought it's a beautiful Karapatra. We should read it. Asu. So, let us practice Rupani. Astu. Sudha Bhagini. Ikaranta Pumlingam Padam. Rupani Kani. Padatu.
Ikaranta Pumlinga Padam. You want the...
Hari. Harihi.
Harihi. All the...
Sarvani Rupani. Ekvaram Padatu.
Ekanishan. Harihi, Hari, Harayaha, He Hare, He Hari, He Harayaha, Harim, Hari, Harina, Harina, Haribhya, Haribhyaha, Haraye, Haribhya, Haribhyaha, Harehe, Haribhya, Haribhyaha, Harehe, Harayoho, Harinam
Haryoho
Harinam Harau Haryoho Harishu
Harishu Astu Deepshika Bhagini Muni Vadatu
Muni Munihi Muni Munyaha
मुनयः
हे मुने हे मुनि हे मुनयः मुनिम मुनि मुनीन मुनि मुनिना मुनिभ्यां मुनिभिः मुनये मुनिभ्यां मुनिभ्यः मुनेः मुनिभ्यां मुनिभ्यः मुनेः मुन्योः मुनीनां मुनीनां मुनौ मुन्नोः मुनिषु मुन्योः मुन्योः मुनिषु
अस्ति वा शिवरूपा भगिनी मुनि रवि रवि
आं भगिनि न शृणोमि भगिनि अद्य शृणोमि
रवि
रविः रवी रवयः हे रवे हे रवी हे रवयः रवीं रवी
न द्वितीयविभक्ति एकवचनरूपं पुनः वदतु
रविं
रविं
रवि रवीन् रविना रविना रविभ्यां रविभिः रवये रविभ्यां रविभ्यः रवेः रविभ्यां रविभ्यः रवेः रव्योः रवीणां रवयो भगिनि सप्तमी
रवौ
रवौ रवयोः रवीषु
रविषु
रविषु
रविषु उत्तमम् उत्तमं दीपशिखा भगिनी ईकारान्त दीर्घ ईकारान्त श्रीलिङ्गपदं स्वीकरोतु किमपि
वदतु नदी नदी नद्यौ नद्यः हे नदी हे नद्यौ हे नद्यः नदीं नद्यौ नदीः नद्या नदीभ्यां नदीभिः नद्यै नदीभ्यां नदीभ्यः नद्या नदीभ्यां नदीभ्यः नद्याः नद्यौ नदीनां नद्यां नद्योः नदीषु
नदीनां दीर्घं ह्रस्वं नदीषु नदीषु नदीनां
नदी नदी नद्यौ नद्यः हे नदी हे नद्यौ हे नद्यः नदीं नद्यौ नदीः नद्या नदीभ्यां नदीभिः नद्यै नदीभ्यां नदीभ्यः नद्याः नदीभ्यां नदीभ्यः नद्याः नद्योः नदीनां नद्यां नद्योः नदीषु
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् सुधा भगिनी उकारान्त पुंलिङ्गं पदम्
गुरु इति वदामि भगिनि गुरुः गुरु गुरवः हे गुरो हे गुरु हे गुरवः गुरुं गुरु गुरून् गुरुणा गुरुभ्यां गुरुभिः गुरवे गुरुभ्यां गुरुभ्यः गुरोः गुरुभ्यां गुरुभ्यः गुरोः गुरवो गुरवोः गुरुणा
इति गुरवोः रकार कथं
गुर्वोः गुर्वोः गुरोः गुर्वोः गुरूणां गुरौ गुर्वोः गुरुषु
गुरुषु उत्तमम् उत्तमं शिवरूपा भगिनी आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गं पदम्
आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं लता भगिनि लता अस्ति
लता लते लत लता लते लताः लतां लते लताः लतया लताभ्यां लतयोः सारि लताभिः लताभिः लतयै लताभ्यां लताभ्यः लतयाः लताभ्यां लताभ्यः
लतायाः लतायाः
लतायाः लताभ्यां लतया लताभ्यः लतायाः लतयोः लतानां लतायां लतयोः लतासु लते लते लताः
लते लते लताः सम्बोधन उत्तमम् उत्तमम् अस्तु एकमेकं लघुवाक्यं रचयतु तदनन्तरं विरमामः सुधा भगिनी किमपि
अहं पाकं पचामि
अहं पाकं पचामि अधुना वा अधुना इत्युक्ते किं
नौ
नौ
नौ अधुना वा
प्रातःकाले पचामि
प्रातःकाले पचामि प्रातःकाले तु भविष्यत् अस्ति अपि च अस्तु उत्तममेव अस्तु दीपशिका भगिनी
रामः प्रातःकाले विद्यालयं गच्छति
प्रातःकाले गच्छति उत्तमम् इत्युक्ते
राम सुबह विद्यालय जाता है
उत्तमं शिवरूपा भगिनी
आं भगिनी अहं क्या बोलता है भगिनी उसको अहं मम पुत्रेण सह मन्दिरं गतवती
उत्तमं सुन्दरं पुनः वदतु
अहं मम पुत्रेण सह मन्दिरं गतवती
गतवती कीदृशरूपं
भूतकाल स्त्रीलिङ्ग अस्ति
स्त्रीलिङ्ग भूतकालक तवतु प्रत्ययान्त
तवतु प्रत्ययान्त
तवतु गतवती उत्तमं पपजि लघुवाक्यम् अहं मोदकं खादामि उत्तमम् उत्तमं सुन्दरम् अस्तु अस्तु शान्तिरूपं पपजि वदतु शान्ति शान्तिमन्त्र पूर्णमद
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णं गच्छते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
धन्यवादः धन्यवादः सर्वेभ्यः नमो नमः नमस्कारः
धन्यवादः भगिनी धन्यवादः पापाजी दीपशिका भगिनी सुधा भगिनी धन्यवादः सर्वेभ्यः
धन्यवादः भगिनी धन्यवादः सर्वेभ्यः
नमस्कारः